anthropologically speaking, the Bigfoot, as you see them in the genetics of it all, that they fall more into the family of man than they would, say, into the family of ape, that they're more hominid than they would be animal.
Actually, it's the species is scientifically classified already. It's called Gigantopithecus.
Right. I'm just asking. I know that, and I've seen the special on that on the History Channel and everything. I'm just asking you to define for people that don't know. Does that puts it more into the hominid family of man category? Correct.
Actually, they classify it with orangutans, but the truth is there's so little known about it. Like, they don't even know if it was bipedal. Even the animal that existed for certain a few hundred thousand years ago, all they have is teeth and a lower jawbone. When people come and ask me why have there never been bones found, well, the answer is I don't really know, but whatever the reason is, this species has existed for certain for 6 million years, and we've never found anything but teeth. So whatever the answer for it is, we know this species existed for at least 5.9 million years, and we never found anything other than a lower jawbone and lower jawbone teeth. So we need so much more information. We even need a frontal view of Bigfoot. We need a better, sure. A real high-definition look at the species, because we can extrapolate so much evidence from that, even how big their eyes are, whether they have a point on the top of their head, how their jaw is, even what kind of teeth that they show, how big their nose is, whether their face is flat or not. There's so much information that primatologists can extrapolate from a really clear-cut frontal view. And I don't know, the Patterson film, there's so much controversy involving it, but if you want to take that as a view, you know, it's and just even what eyewitness accounts are, and right. There are tremendous eyewitness accounts out there. We're talking doctors, police, judges, right. Lawyers, a president of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt, believed this species was an absolute reality. So there are people out there with enormous
sure.
credentials that believe this species is absolutely real.
Again, I want to go back to this, because I think when you're talking about protection, if it's viewed as more hominid, right, than and I know humans are animals, but I just mean if it's seen more in the family of man than, say, in the family of apes as a pure primate, wouldn't it make sense to get to really push for maybe like human rights protection?
Absolutely.
As opposed to like an animal species sort of, you know, protection.
Yeah, well, actually, that would be discussed, what you're talking about, and primatologists battle over this every day. It's called the theory of mind. Basically,
right.
Human beings will take gorillas out of zoos and everything if we can prove that they have the intelligence of something more than a four-year-old, that they can prove that they have consciousness, and they have there are certain criteria they have to meet for theory of mind. And we hope to prove that with Bigfoot, even before it's scientifically classified, because, I mean, right now I don't have enough evidence to prove. I mean, they're very evasive, and they do all these incredible things as I see them. But, I mean, there are birds out there that do things that look very incredible, and they're just running on instincts. Little spiders make these intricately, amazingly designed civil engineering marvels like bees do, but they're not intelligent. They don't qualify for the theory of mind. So it's really going to take a lot of research and a lot of time to bring that about. And that's just something we're very prepared to do.
Yeah.
But it's really going to take a lot of time, a lot of research. It's going to be a lot of work. And as you can imagine, there's no funding for Bigfoot studies right now.
Right. I'm fascinated by the theory of mind, and I actually want to do a whole show on that coming up, because I the effort to try to give apes human rights is quite a compelling claim, and it's being made by several well-known legal minds who say, well, look, under all of these criteria that we would apply to humans also apply to apes. I think that's fascinating, but I just think it might be easier in a way. Also, if you started doing it on a state-by-state basis, if you didn't go national, if you went to Washington State and you said, look, can we just get human rights protection theoretically that you cannot, if you knew that you were shooting a Bigfoot, that you cannot murder a Bigfoot any more than you could just shoot a human being in the woods?
Mm-hmm. And there is species protection in Skamania, Washington. And I always knew coming to the United States, it's going to be a lot easier than it is in Canada to get species protection, because in the U.S. they're so, I mean, like I say, there's already species protection for them. What I need to do, what I'm going to work on right now, probably the easiest route, and that's really what I'm going to go for right now, because when it comes to politics and laws, I really don't want to go there. But the easiest route is, honestly, if you don't have a tag to shoot an animal, you can't go and kill a bear any time of the year. You have to have a tag to do that. So if there's any unknown species out there that you can't identify, you shouldn't be shooting at it. And that's why I get even support from forestry officers. They say, if Bigfoot doesn't, they say Bigfoot doesn't exist. That's the official opinion. The species is not real if you go talk to a forestry officer. That's the official position. So if you're shooting at something, if you think it's a bear and you're assuming it's Bigfoot, you have no right to shoot at it. If it's a man in a suit, you have no right to kill him. It's murder. If you're hallucinating and you see a tree stump or you think a moose is Bigfoot, you have no right to shoot it. So under no circumstances do you have the right to shoot this animal. And if it is a real species, it's not classified, and legally you have no right to be shooting that because it's an unclassified species, and you don't have the right to do that until it's
classified and tagged and the whole bit, right?
And
very interesting.
Studied in the whole thing, and that's actually where our premise is going to begin, just based on that. Once there's that protection for them, once it's absolutely legal and there's fines, and even more importantly, forestry officers will come and help us, because you were talking about earlier the two video things. I'll tell you, we went out there, and that was the only reason we went out there, was to get something repeatable. We had a forestry officer with 20 years experience tranquilizing big animals. He told us, and this is not public at all. We never told anybody. We were keeping all of our research quiet because we know what happens when people discover a Bigfoot domicile. People infiltrate the region, and all sorts of bad stuff happen. Men with guns show up.
Like, has that happened in the past?
Oh, absolutely.
Where men with guns have shown up at a Bigfoot domicile?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I'm just asking, what happened then? If it happened in the past and men have showed up with guns in a Bigfoot domicile, what happened that we don't end up with a dead Bigfoot?
Because they don't know enough about the species to get anywhere near them, and what happens is the animals move away.
Okay.
They just have you have no idea how elusive these animals are. Their evasive techniques are beyond what any hunter could get near, especially because you don't know anything about the animals. And when people come in with guns, the species, the animals just move away. They lose their habitat, and that's probably the worst of it is we're aware of now 3 deserted domiciles, and my biggest concern is, you know, how are these animals even going to survive? They have no tolerance for human habitation whatsoever. They have no tolerance for a human presence. Initially, we were going to try to find a new domicile close to a national park area because you can't shoot any animals. You can't hunt in a national park area, so there's automatic protection already. The problem is they have no tolerance for human habitation whatsoever. If people are hiking in the area, they will move away. They will stay away from humans at every chance they get. That's what makes them the most evasive animals on the planet. And, that's why we need to ensure that when we look for a new domicile, that it doesn't become compromised, that we don't make the same mistakes that we have done before, because we had a domicile. We were out there when we shot pieces of Bigfoot evidence. We were studying the species. We were becoming illuminated to all the things they do to survive and live, and we lost it because men with guns show up.